Time for Boss Keith's top five. First one of 2023.
Yay! Yes, very exciting. So we have had a weird week here at work. Everybody got back, right? We were back. And it means a lot of emails. So, and I'm sure in everybody's workplace, when the year starts, they get a million emails. And today is my top five emails that I've received this week here in this building.
Okay.
Oh, receive. Oh.
Right, or wrote. But most of it's received.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you thought it was wrote?
Had to write.
Well, I saw two that I think are on the list that he didn't write.
So, number five. Everybody thinks we get, you know, free concerts and we meet all these bands and there's all these perks, and there really isn't. There is one perk here, and it's our soda machine. We have a soda machine in the building.
That's the perk.
Guys, that soda machine's the balls. It is the best thing that has ever happened at this radio station. I love that soda machine.
There's balls involved. I'm not drinking from it ever again.
It is. I mean, I get bitchy when the carbonation's wrong. I live for that soda machine. It was the best thing we ever put in. And I guess, from what I've learned, there's been a lot of complaints in our building about what sodas are in the soda machine, which is funny. So we all got an email that was a survey to vote on the sodas.
That was so stupid.
What sort of ridiculous? What? Aren't there bigger? I voted, AJ.
I deleted. Get out of here.
Aren't there bigger problems? Probably, but I get it. We got to solve this soda problem.
Yeah.
Let's start small. We're easing into the year.
Right. I drink water and coffee. I'm out.
We don't have to tackle all the macro problems right away.
Right. So I voted Coke, Diet Coke, and Coke Zero.
Oh, so you put three votes in? It's not just one?
You pick three items.
Three.
Oh, gotcha. So they had a list of stuff.
Oh, and it's a list of like 50 carbonated beverages.
Root beer, orange, Coke.
Well, did you vote? You should vote.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Doesn't count. It ended yesterday
right,
anyway.
It's too late.
Yeah.
So, to be honest, I'm sort of interested on what the results are, but how wacky is this that we're having a soda machine vote?
Yeah.
Have you never used the soda machine, AJ?
No, I get water from it. That's it.
Phil, do you use it?
I use it exclusively for the seltzer water. That's it. That's all I want.
We used to have ginger ale. I say we had upset stomach. I have ginger ale every now and then, but ginger ale left a long time ago.
So you voted.
Ginger ale was on the list.
Yeah.
Do we know who the winners are yet?
No, we don't know, but I'm excited to find out.
I'm excited to hear the winners.
In there, we'd have a whole different atmosphere
beer
on there.
Would be awesome. I'd vote for that.
I also want the full breakdown. Like, I want to see the weird flavors that got one vote.
I'm sure we could get that information, Phil.
I just made a lot more work for someone for no reason. I'm so sorry.
I just heard Tristan scream.
Yeah.
Right.
But I know if you are one of our partners in business,
yes,
or a listener, tribe member, and you get lucky enough to come to the building and you walk through and you see all these people and there's this beehive of activity, I just want you to know, this is what we're working on.
If we look
you
really
see
busy,
80 people running around with pieces of paper and running down the hallway.
We're voting on whether or not we need Diet Coke or Coke Zero in
That's
the machine.
Right. The important stuff.
All right, number four. They're moving our 401ks to a different company from whatever company we had before, and we all had to join a conference call where they explained like what was happening, and it was frightening. I have no idea what I'm investing in. The lady who hosted it basically talked about everything I spend my money on and how it's all bad. There was a chart that they show, like, if you buy coffee, if you go to bars, if you go to restaurants, you should write it in this form and it will tell you not to do that anymore. And I'm never doing that.
They want hot dogs.
Right. If you spend $300 a month in nachos, right, like, it's a problem.
Eat macaroni shaped like dinosaurs.
And then they said, like, if you contribute 1% more every month, you'll have $100,000 in savings when you're 100, and I said, I'm never doing this.
The way you eat, you're not going to do 100 at all.
Right, I'm never living this long. Like, we're just going to roll these dice.
Yeah.
I think I work here till I'm 70, right? And then I drop dead.
You wait until your parents pass.
Right, and I take their money.
You take their money.
Right. So I was sitting there, like, daydreaming while this was happening, and I said, well, like, my parents own that house, so I'll sell that house. Like, I'm good till 75, and then I think I kick anyway.
Do you know what just happened? For 13 years I've been here, we've been trying to help AJ become more financially stable. The boss just adopted his strategy of just throwing papers in the wind and going, it'll all figure out.
Right.
We'll worry about that when it happens.
He's more busy doing the soda vote
right,
than investing in his future.
Soda.
Unbelievable.
Welcome to my side.
But guys, that meeting was definitely frightening. I find any meetings about retirement and, like, how are you going to live when you don't have a job petrified. I was petrified and said, I don't want to listen.
Thank you.
Well, I found it weird that we're moving from one big-name company to another big-name company. Everybody gets on this call. We're stopping our business day. We're getting away from the soda vote to get on the 401k thing. And I was hoping.
I went home.
All I wanted to hear is 1, 2, 3. This is how you get your money from here to here. That's right. All I want to know. And then they're telling me how to invest throughout my life. I'm like, hey, let's take this. That's how do I get my money from here over to here safely. And then we could talk about coffee and Twinkies.
You guys are doing that. I was home by comfy clothes.
Do you get on the call?
No.
He has no 401k.
Oh, what? Oh, I guess I knew that, right? Oh, yeah. You're real screwed then.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
No, but like, what is the plan? You're going to work here until you're 80?
I'm going to sell your parents' house.
But so your plan is to die at this microphone then? You're going to work till you're dead?
Yeah, why not?
This is a bad plan. For it's a guy with so many health problems. Like,
I don't have any health problems.
How many times have you had surgery?
Yeah, for a hernia. No one died of a hernia.
Well, you don't know. Well, I don't know.
High blood pressure.
Right. You know what people do die from sometimes? Surgery.
Right.
Anytime they cut you open, that is not the preferred way for a human body to be.
So how's the rest of your list?
Right, okay, number 3. Tonight is our company holiday party, which I'm sure none of you are attending because you're all jerks.
No, we're going.
But I was put in charge with dealing with the entertainment.
If we don't go, is that trouble?
Yes, you have to go to this party. Okay. We've talked about this 100 times.
No, I'm going.
God damn it.
No, but we go, and then no one talks to us.
I'm not going to talk to you at all.
I know.
I didn't know that.
This is the only time you get to talk to me.
Nice.
But this party, Chaz, was built for you. You don't know what I've booked for entertainment.
Now I'm interested.
So we were sitting there like 2 weeks ago, like, what are we going to do with this holiday party, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, we should get impersonators. So I've booked a Frank Sinatra and an Elvis impersonator.
Can I rescind my RSVP? Now I don't want to go.
This is going to be the best. Frank Sinatra is going to play from 6:30 to 7:15, and then I have Elvis play from 8 to 9. But this isn't the weird part.
After buffet.
So the Elvis has become my, like, friend. I found him on Gig Masters or whatever. And now this Elvis sends me 100 emails a day. I have talked to this Elvis more than my daughters this week. Mm-hmm. I know all about his life. I know how many scarves he's bringing tonight. I know what songs he's going to play. I know he can't hit the high note on the famous Elvis Hallelujah thing. I know everything about this man's life. So I'm sort of excited to see it tonight.
That was one of the stupid emails you got?
Yeah, that was
from
number 3.
Elvis.
Yeah, from Elvis.
Right.
He's actually Bay State Elvis because he's from Foxborough, Mass. It has a tremendous Boston accent, and I guess when he does Elvis, he gets out of that voice. But he's going to be in character like Daniel Day-Lewis in Lincoln. Like,
how
he's
much
not gonna
did
break.
This cost us?
Don't worry about that. It came out of AJ's pen. Number 2.
I get paid?
So this one came out from me. I wrote this email because someone basically took a pot of coffee and threw it from the elevator all the way into our lobby.
I saw that.
It basically made a trail of coffee like E.T. and the Reese's Pieces from the elevator. Basically back here to the air studio, and they did not clean it up.
Yeah.
So I was in a meeting, and they said, hey, Keith, one of your, like, people, like, threw coffee everywhere. I go, well, what do you mean? They spilled it? No. It's basically like they took a thing of coffee and dragged it the whole way.
Like Hansel and Gretel left a trail to find home.
Right.
Yeah, what did you think? What do you think happened there? It just seemed like someone had a big cup of coffee and was really drunk, having trouble walking.
It spilled it the whole way?
It was
all
here
the way.
On the weekend, because I stopped by Sunday. I wanted to see something in here, and I saw the whole trail.
Maybe a coffee delivery?
Someone
bringing
so.
Like 6 or 7 cups in?
No. I found out who it was. One of the weekend people did it, admitted to it, and it said to me, like, hey, man, we should just have a mop, you know, so I could clean it up. I was like,
there's a mop. It's in the closet.
Right. That's what I wrote back.
Who was it?
Well, I don't want other people mad on there.
Could you allude to it?
He's not a part-timer on this radio station.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So on one of the other radio stations.
Can you imagine if that was cranberry juice? I would have thought a murder took place.
Seriously.
But he didn't explain how it happened, because I'm fascinated. Even if you have a venti-sized, large coffee, did you spill the whole thing? Were you, like, falling all over yourself?
Yeah, right.
Like, all the way into
Were
the building?
Were you skipping in?
So confusing. And the number one weirdest email I got this week was, please don't cook fish in the goddamn work microwave.
God. I had to come here the other day. It stunk like Bayonne.
I don't understand. How does it get in your head? Like, you know, I could really use a big mouth bass for lunch here at work.
It smelled bad.
So the way the kitchen is, it's dead center with all the sales cubicles on either side, and then our air studios where all the whole goddamn building smelled like it. It was awful.
I walked in and I saw Bonnie behind the counter and her nose was crinkled. Like, what the hell is that?
Where the business department is right like in the fish dead zone. Those two must have been like ready to puke. And it's not just fish. So the email said like, hey, dickheads, don't cook fish. Don't cook hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
Like, this is easy. You're not at your house.
Oh, my God.
Like, don't you know there's 60 of us that work here?
Yeah, the eggs like someone pulled someone's finger.
Who was it?
I'm not gonna reveal that either.
Steve Soylent.
No, Steve Soylent wouldn't make
Dawn. No, he's good.
No.
Dawn makes the hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, okay.
But there is no worse smell than, like, a mid-afternoon salmon, cooked in our microwave.
It was pretty nasty.
You think it smells like an animal got trapped in the ventilation system.
I thought
and
so.
Died.
Yeah,
but there are memes and jokes about don't cook fish in your work microwave. Like, it's a famous sort of joke not
Everyone
to
knows.
Do that.
Everyone
knows
should
it.
Know.
Everybody
but
knows.
Poor Tristan, again, as he's like gasping for air in fish dead zone, says like, I got to send out this email.
And with the microwave, they layer, right? So like if you cook an egg and like at lunchtime, everybody's microwaving. If it's egg, then fish, like you're getting both. It's not like the fish overrides. Like it's awful.
Yeah, if you're trying to heat up something normal, now it tastes like fish.
That's it. That's all you're getting.
And these windows don't open.
Right? No, we're prisoners. We're in the fish dead zone. So that's it. Those are the five weirdest emails. I will see you all tonight
yes, you will.
For Frank Sinatra and Elvis.
Yay.